This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Right now is one of the most important times in the 26-year history of Joy. Times are tough financially, but that will never stop us from delivering powerful, meaningful and uplifting radio for you. To get ready for the future, we're launching Joy Nation and we need your support to do it. So help Joy by asking your workmates, your next-door neighbour, your mum, your dad, your siblings and of course your friends. Go to joy.org.au and make a donation to build Joy Nation. Joy. Your voice, your radio station.
This is Saturday Magazine.
And you're listening to Saturday Magazine with Macca. And, oh, are you going to go in there, Macca?
I was thinking, but go for it.
I thought you were about to do something else, so I apologise. Please proceed, Macca, and introduce our next guest.
No, I'm welcoming people back to Saturday Magazine. You interrupted me, you do it.
Our next guests are here to talk about the 40th edition of a interesting new literary piece called Going Down Swinging. And we've got Magenta Sheridan in the studio and we also have Renata Carley in the studio, both editors.
Yeah.
This is the 40th edition of a book. Now, tell us about this book.
First of all, thanks for having us.
Yeah, pleasure to have you in the studio. Good morning to you both.
And we have to. We actually didn't know about this.
Right.
I read way too much, and I didn't know. I'm fascinated by this.
Yeah.
But fascinated how I didn't know.
Well, 40th edition, Macca. You need to get on with the program.
I know.
So tell us all about it. Tell us all about it.
It is quite a well kept secret in the literary world. Yeah. I will say.
Yeah. Well, we've been around for 40 years. This is our fourth.
You haven't. You're about 12.
I'm about 12, but Going Down Swinging has been
around. And you're about 12 as well.
Certainly older
than us. Yeah, Going Down Swinging has been around for 40 years. It was started in 1979 by Kevin Brophy and Myron Lesenko, two poets who also happen to be quite punky. They put together their first edition in 18 months. So it did take a little while to make it. This one took us 11, if I can count.
January.
Six to nine is a baby. Basically we started because Kevin and Myron just found that there wasn't really anywhere that was publishing the kind of work that they wanted to share, and they were sick of getting their pieces rejected from publications, so they started their own.
So from what I understand, there isn't a single straight white male writer in this book. Is that correct?
In the commissioned part of the book, there is not a single straight writer.
Well, you better look out. Andrew Bolt's going to come after you.
So in the back issue section, obviously we do. Australia has quite a history of publishing straight white men, so there are some in that section, but we commissioning writers this year have not approached a single straight white man, which is quite unusual, I think.
Wow. Yeah. So tell us about Going Down Swinging. What sort of work are you trying to showcase?
We're trying to showcase work that we think is really good, interesting, important writing, broad, obviously.
Can you narrow it down a little bit more?
So the new commissions in this book are looking towards the future of storytelling and the future of Going Down Swinging, we think. They work really well, especially as Magenta said, we don't have any straight white men in that new commission section. However, there are quite a few straight white men in the older section. So I think it works really well.
Oh, that makes sense, doesn't it? In the older section.
Right. It works really well as this anthology, and you can kind of, you can kind of see what we value as good writing and good storytelling in that new section. You'll notice that there are a lot more diverse voices. There are a lot more voices interrogating the idea of diversity as well and what that means and critiquing the idea of throwing representation at a problem rather than fixing the diversity problem. Yeah, but really, as I said before, it is a bit of a well-kept secret, even in the lit community, because it's a little bit of a weirdo, I guess, this book. Like, it's a bit of a... It is. It's a bit of an oddball. And
yeah, we've been described as a bit, hey, how you going?
Well, I'm still trying to work out what that means, though. What's the weird bit? What's the unique piece of this
yeah,
book?
Yeah, so I think with a publication that's been around 40 years, there's been a lot of different editors, a lot of different staff, and obviously hundreds of writers. So the voices and opinions that come out there are incredibly varied, and that kind of comes through even in our marketing and our website. Everything kind of looks a little bit...
Hey, how you going?
Hey, how you going? It's a real mixed bag of stuff, and I think that's what makes us kind of special. We don't have one specific approach to things. We have this really varied... Yeah. Approach.
I like to think sorry.
No, I was going to say, as editors, though, you make choices.
Yeah.
So how do you choose, yes, I'm publishing this, no, I'm not publishing that? And they're all varied and they're all quite different, representing left, right, middle, centre, whatever.
Well, again, like, we just publish what we think is really great writing. So, obviously, we'll make decisions according to what the piece is actually saying. But we tend to not be super trendy. We tend to not be super political. We don't really necessarily have a brand that we sit down and try and work to. And that's exactly why we're a bit, hey, how you going? We just kind of go, that's great. And often we find we publish pieces that we probably don't think, or that might not fit into other publications that are out there, or that are a bit better known than us.
Yeah, I think what we found when we were reading through all of our 39 back issues was that there were pieces that had dated really well and that were still super relevant and still spoke to us as a team, which was really quite powerful. And there was also pieces that had dated really terribly. Yep. Australian literature is not what it was 20 years ago, 30 years ago, or 40 years ago. So, yeah, that really came through. And the way that we write about ourselves and our differences is different now. Yep. And I hope that it continues to be different.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that this exists and it's existed for 40 years.
Right.
I think is awesome.
And we haven't heard of it.
Surprise.
Well, we have now.
Well, we have, yeah, but, you know, and looking through, you know, some of the titles makes me want to read it.
Great.
I'm glad.
You know, because, you know, it's like the cover of a book, you know, when you see it in a bookstore. If you don't know what it's about, you look at the cover and you think of Tiny Gnarly. You have a look. But this, you know, this has been going for 40 years, and this is about the diversity of the written word. Mm-hmm. You know, the fact that, you know, some segments of the community aren't in this one, so what?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You know, there'll be in other ones, and there'll be in other ones in the future potentially. It's actually about the diversity of the written word, and it's accessible. So
it does sound a little bit like the Magenta and Carly show to me, though.
Well, they're the
editors. Hey, how you going?
Yeah.
Well, they're allowed to. They're the editors.
Of course.
Like this is the Macca and Tasha. We get to make choices.
Of course. Yeah. Of course.
Well, that was a challenge for us, I think.
Great glasses, by the way.
Thank you. Can we buy them at the same shop?
Don't know.
I think being young women in the arts community, you tend to experience a bit of, you know, imposter syndrome anyway. But especially for us, we're quite new to the editing game, and we're quite new to going down swinging, so we were very conscious that this is the 40th anniversary. This is a milestone edition, and we were a little bit newer than a lot of the past editors have been to the Mac.
So, and probably most of the writers, I'd say.
Well, exactly, and so there was a bit like, you know, we were only interns a couple of years ago. Suddenly we found ourselves at the helm of this book, and we were a bit like, whoa. But I mean, I guess for us, there was no better way to get to know a publication than to read 40 years worth of its history.
Yeah.
I've got a question for each of you.
Yeah.
Which is your favourite story and why?
Oh, God.
Come on.
We always get asked this.
In this edition.
In the new pieces?
In the new pieces, yeah. We don't want you to criticise history.
Well, I think I'm a bit biased because one of the first pieces that I commissioned for this book was by a writer called Julie Coe. I've been a big fan of her writing for a really long time, and it was a real dream for me to work with her on this piece. So that's my favourite piece. We've got an email trail of about 120 emails between the two of us working on this piece. So when I read it now, it's like, yeah, blood, sweat and tears went into this piece, and I hope everyone else can see that. It's fantastic. It's a really special piece, and it's really different. When you read it, you'll probably notice that quite quickly.
It's really funny as yeah. well.
And your favourite piece.
Joy to read. I'm going to say one of my favourite pieces, yeah. to be diplomatic, is a piece by Jean Tong that it's a poem that kind of, it's a feminist interrogation of the myth of Medea, which I thought when we commissioned that piece.
A feminist
yeah.
critique?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's less of a critique and more of a rewriting.
Right.
Mm. So this idea that Medea tends to be portrayed as a very sort of jealous, spiteful woman, when in fact she actually kind of propped up Jason and was responsible for his success. But it's this really beautifully written piece. So that's one of my favourite pieces in the new part of the book. Mm. And when I got that, I was like, yes, this is exactly the kind of story that we want to tell. Mm. I'm going to say my favourite in the old part is a poem called Egg Poem, and it's literally just a poem about loving eggs. Starts with, you've got to eat eggs.
Yep.
So
we've got a question from a listener, Tess.
We certainly do.
We've got a couple, actually. But
well, in fact, this listener says, good on you.
Yes.
Thank you.
But then ask, is the literary world still very snobby and elitist?
Great question.
That might be a discussion for another time.
Yeah,
though.
That's a big one. Yeah. I mean, the answer is yes and no. We like to think
of course
that,
it is.
Yeah, we like to think that we're not. And I think that's why I love going down swinging yep. so much. Mm. But like most industries, there's always some elitism.
Of course.
Yeah.
But we're a bit daggy and we embrace our dagginess, yeah. I like to think.
Yeah, it's good.
So where can our listeners get this book from?
So we will be in bookshops from next week. I'll be doing a bit of a run around Melbourne early next week. We also have a online store on our website, goingdownswinging.org.au. And you can also come along to Brunswick Mechanics Institute this evening at 7 p.m.
Tonight, 7 p.m.
is the launch.
On the corner of Sydney Road and Glen Lyon.
Yes,
Road.
Absolutely.
Do you have Terps and Tucker on the go as well?
Yeah.
Terps, maybe not Tucker.
Okay.
And I prefer to think of it as fine wine.
Yeah. No,
there certainly will be some drinks available.
They closed the kebab stall.
Oh, I noticed that. I loved that kebab store.
Yes, the People's Parliament, otherwise known as the People's Republic of Moreland, they tried to keep it open, but it was actually the church that closed it.
The one in the parking lot,
too. They own the land. Yeah. So there's no Tucker, just the Terps.
So, yeah, come along tonight and you can pick up a copy of the book. And we also have two limited edition zines that come free with the book if you collect it.
Whoa. Yes. Okay, so the 40th edition of Going Down Swing. Thank you very much for coming into the studio and
fantastic.
Telling us all about it. And great to see so many queer writers represented in this.
Yes.
Magenta Sheridan and Renata Carley, thank you both of you for coming to the studio.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.